The group Remembering 9/11 is hosting the 9/11 State of Mind event today, originally slated to happen in New York City. Only now it has been moved to Nashville, Tennessee, for an in-person live stream event honoring those lost 19 years ago. This is Nadia for the Charisma News Podcast. Listen to the rest of the story after a short message from our sponsors.
At Liberty University, we believe in honoring service. That's why we offer first responder and military communities deep discounts on all of our 450-plus online programs. Military students, veterans, and spouses pay just $250 per credit hour for undergraduate and $275 to $300 per credit hour for graduate and PhD courses. First responders receive a 25% tuition discount, and those who qualify may be able to use both discounts for even greater savings. It's our way to say thank you for all you do. To learn more, text DEGREE to 49595.
The 9/11 State of Mind event features the 9/11 Remembered Traveling Memorial. The memorial seeks to educate and honor the lost souls, rescue workers, search dogs, and post-9/11 veterans. The Ground Zero volunteer flag is a prominent piece displayed during the annual event, as well as being featured in various patriotic events during the year. The flag plays an important role in honoring the fallen victims of 9/11, offering symbols of hope and comfort. With the event already moved from New York to Nashville due to social distancing restrictions, the team was thrown another curveball when they were told the flag was not going to be displayed at its annual spot in New York City. This decision was made due to the building owner's safety concerns about the building being targeted and burnt down by potential radicals. After hearing this, Eric Robertson, founder and CEO of the 9/11 Remembered Project, took matters into his own hands. Robertson contacted Orange County Choppers and the 9/11 State of Mind Remembrance Group for a remedy. The end result? Holding a virtual event. Instead of crowds gathering around the building with the flag displayed, the event will be live-streamed, therefore eliminating a risk of both exposure to the virus and reducing the threat of radicals with malicious intent hiding in a large crowd. The event has two goals. Remind America that 9/11 did not end in 2001, and support the suicide awareness and mental health of America's heroes. Find more information at 9/11RememberedTheTravelingMemorial.org. For more stories like this, visit CharismaNews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News Podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.